I don't like kids. My brother keeps having babies, and I have to fly back to Rhode Island every time he has one because I'm its uncle, so I have to give a shit. And I'm glad that he's happy, right? He goes, hey, Doug, man, my kids are my whole life. You got to understand, they're everything to me. Yeah. Well, you'd have to say that. And even if it wasn't true, you still have to toe that story. You could never go, oh, no, little Timmy here? No, he ruined everything, didn't you, buddy? Yeah. I had hopes and dreams, and I was going to travel, and one night of tequila had no condom, and here you are, oh, pal. Now I'm gray, you can see death in my eyes, if you look real close, I work a factory job that I hate just for the benefits. Yeah, go play, little buddy. Every time you say you hate kids, people always say the same thing. They go, it would be different if it was your own child. Yeah, what if it wasn't? What if I believed all of you people who told me that, and on your good word, I squeeze out a little wrinkly rat of my own, and I end up hating my own child just as much as I hate that screaming piece of shit on the airplane next to me, or the filthy fuck in the Denny's booth behind you who climbs over and he plays in your hair and he drools chewed up bananas down the back of your neck and his parents think it's adorable and you're hungover and you want to fucking you not hurt the kid or anything, but maybe squeeze a lemon in his eye, something that's not traceable back to me. If it was my own kid, I could do that to him all day long. I don't know that would ever get old to me. How do you know? How do you know? How do you know what kind of a parent you're going to be ahead of time? How do you know? How do you know that you're not going to end up being that one snap and shake the baby parent? I'm serious. Those people who come apart like that, they didn't see it coming ahead of time. They were just as stupid as you or me walking through life. I'll be a great parent. Yeah, I can't wait to raise him. They weren't sitting in the delivery room, staring down the big gaping hole, going, get out of here, you son of a bitch. I want to shake you. Woo-hoo. Come on, push, mama. I want to shake the little baby till his spine goes all rattly. Woo-hoo. They snap. They snap after months of constant. Consider having a child, then I'll read a story in the newspaper where some parents left their kid locked in a hot car in a Kmart parking lot for 10 hours, and his little brain bakes like a blueberry muffin because one of them forgot it was in there. I've done shit that irresponsible in my life. It was with ice cream, but how do you know? You'll draw the line in it. I don't want to take that chance. Hey, you know what? I don't necessarily want to see the kind of child that I would produce at this point in my life. Seriously, with the shit that I've done to my body over the years with drugs and alcohol and tobacco, the acid I did in my 20s alone, I don't want to see the kind of baby this sperm is waiting to create. Because you look at people who are in great condition. Even them. You watch football, right? Yeah, every other quarterback in the National Football League is on Sunday afternoon. Hi, this is Doug Flutie for the United Way. And this is my boy, Wacky. He was born without bones. And these guys are in perfect physical condition, and they're blowing out rubber heads like it's Jiffy Pop popcorn. I would have the biggest elephant man baby that you would ever see in your life with the shape that I'm in. And if I did have the wacky circus kid like that, I couldn't be the devoted United Way parent who has the 10-year bedside vigil just waiting for little water noggin to blink one time. I'm not that good. Not that. I'd leave that baby at the closest church doorstep with a note in his little flipper hand. be on the first Third World Airlines flight out of this country. I couldn't be a responsible enough parent that my kid were born with a brand new suit and a full-time job. Much less fish gills or an ingrown head.